The bleak economic picture in New York, caused by the efforts to slow the spread of COVID-19, were quantified last week by new figures from the State Department of Labor, which found the state shed more than 1.7 million private sector jobs from March to April. Unsurprisingly, this was the state's largest monthly employment drop on record, according to the department. An analysis by E.J. McMahon, research director for the fiscally conservative think tank the Empire Center for Public Policy, found that New York City's private sector employment is now at 2010 levels, and the clock has gone even further back for the rest of the state.
Well, in most other regions of the state, private sector employment has actually gone down to levels that are lower than at any point in the last 30 years. The current statistics only start in 1990 because the basis for counting was changed in the meantime. So basically, for most regions of New York State, you've got the lowest private sector employment on record. Regions across upstate, with the narrow exception of Albany and Ithaca, you've got private employment levels that are probably back down to 1980s levels, if not 1970s.
Statewide unemployment also exploded from March to April, growing by more than 10 percentage points to 14.5%. And while New York, like basically every other state, was in the middle of a self-induced economic coma in April, the fallout has been much worse here.
Many states had the same kind of across-the-board lockdown, stay-at-home order, nothing but essential business order that New York had under Governor Cuomo. However, our job loss in the month of April, based on the new statistics, was just about the worst in the country. It was 50% worse than the national average, than the average for all states. It was worse than any state except Michigan, where there was a very bad COVID outbreak in Detroit, and then Vermont, which is kind of a tiny boutique state by comparison to most states. We were much, much worse. And by the way, we were also worse than California. We had the largest total job loss except California. California lost just over 2 million private sector jobs. But California, of course, is much bigger than New York, just about twice the size. And California had a total loss equivalent to 15% of its private sector job base, even though California actually shut down a few days at least ahead of New York, but lost fewer jobs than New York did.
EJ believes there are two major factors that contributed to the intense economic pain in New York compared to the rest of the country.
One is half of the job loss was in the so-called leisure and hospitality sector, which at the core of which is restaurants, other entertainment and sports venues, and hotels. Well, in New York City is one of the largest concentrations of restaurants and entertainment values and hotels in the world, much less the country. And, of course, New York completely shut down. All tourism ceased. And that sector lost two-thirds of all the jobs in that sector. Secondly, the upstate economy was much weaker to begin with. What's left of the economy in upstate New York, the two pillars of the upstate economy increasingly were the so-called EDs and MEDs sectors. ED being higher ed, MEDs being, of course, hospitals. Basically, all of the major medical practices and the profit-making elective surgeries and procedures in healthcare facilities upstate came to a halt for the better part of 2 months. At the same time, the education sector, there's many, all across upstate, there are many, many private colleges and universities. We have the largest concentration of combined private and public sector higher ed in the country. Basically, that higher ed, obviously, the colleges all shut down in mid-March. That effect had a huge, I think, ripple and a multiplier effect on the economy upstate, because the economy upstate was really dependent not just on the jobs in higher ed and the healthcare sector, but on the multiplier effect of the purchases by people who work in that sector.
And the job loss figures could have been worse if not for different classifications of businesses during the pandemic.
Before the coronavirus crisis, one of the areas that was very weak was what's called the super sector, trade, transportation, and utilities, because that includes retail trade. And retail trade has been sinking, as many people know, because of online purchases. But actually, among the larger employment sectors, the sector including retail trade actually decreased much less than the sector with, for instance, hotels and restaurants, because I think it was because of the so-called essential status that was granted to grocery stores, to hardware stores, and to many of the big box retailers. So they stayed in business, they continued employing people, and I think that put kind of a floor under the job loss.
And New York's comparatively high number of job losses aren't the only troubling indicator for the state. According to Russell Weaver, an economic geographer with the liberal-leaning Cornell Industrial and Labor Relations Buffalo CoLab.
Probably the broadest measure of looking at who has a job is something called the employment population ratio. So that's just the number of employees relative to the total civilian non-institutionalized population. And so in New York State for April, that number dipped below 50% for the first time on record. So it's 49.8% is that employment population ratio for April in New York State. Nationally, that number also hit a record low of 51.3%, but so New York is a little bit even below that. So even though our official unemployment rate is kind of pinged to that national level, there are still some concerning underlying numbers that suggest that New York might be hit a bit harder than the national average.
The state's trend of unemployment benefit claims compared to the rest of the country is also a concern. As Russell speculates, it shows how New York's job losses have spanned far beyond just those businesses directly affected by the state's shutdown orders.
At the national level, ever since we did reach that peak of around 6.9 million, we've seen regular decreases in that number every single week. So there's been a consistent pattern. In New York State, we've still seen up and down fluctuations. So New York State actually achieved its peak 2 weeks after the United States as a whole. It did experience some initial downtrends, some week-to-week decreases, but this past week, so for the week ending May 16th, the most recent week of data for which we have at our disposal right now, there were another 226,000 claims, initial claims reported. And so that's up from 199,000 the week before, and that was up from 195,000 the week before that. That might be showing, since the national figures have been going down, is that you might be running into situations now where the folks who were able to work from home initially are finding the funding for their units or their firms starting to dry up after so long in the pause. And that, you know, might be forcing some firms' hands into things like furloughs or layoffs or, you know, in the worst case scenario, shutdowns. And so that we don't have this smooth decreasing trend, but we're continuing to get some spikes this late in the game, might be showing that the game has changed for some firms that were able to stay in the mix for so long.
Well, in that same vein, as firms use the paycheck protection money and run through that money, is it possible we'll see employment claims go up because of that money running out?
Yes. That is a possibility. And so it's very much in line with the point that I was trying to make as well. So those loans may have allowed firms to hang on just a little bit longer. And if that money has dried up and there hasn't been a new infusion of cash yet for those places, then we might be seeing the effects of that in those figures.
And to end on another bleak note, here's EJ again, comparing our current employment picture to what Governor Andrew Cuomo's administration has forecast for the end of the fiscal year in March 2021.
Well, we're pretty far away from the forecast. The governor's financial plan had a pretty pessimistic outlook about tax revenues and the economy. But that financial plan estimated that the total employment loss by next March will have come to 7%. So for total jobs to be down only 7% by next March, we're going to need to recover 1.2 million jobs in the next 10 months, which is a really tall order. I think that's probably on the optimistic end of likely.
You can find more of E.J. McMahon's analysis at empirecenter.org and get his boiling hot takes on Twitter at EMJEJ. You can read Russell Weaver's piece, True Resilience Involves Pushing Forward from COVID-19, Not Just Bouncing Back, at commondreams.org. And if you want to do your own deep dive on the state's employment numbers, visit labor.ny.gov/stats. Thanks for listening.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by the New York State AFL-CIO, a federation of 3,000 unions fighting for working people by keeping New York State union strong. UnionStrongNY.com for more information.